2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, March 16th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, only 49 degrees.
A crash on I-15 in Layton. I'm Ricky Meese.
And KSL's top story this half hour. Police are investigating after two deadly auto pedestrian accidents in Salt Lake City and Murray today. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the latest. Paul?
Investigators actually say they're seeing a lot more auto pedestrian crashes in recent months. It appears drivers are forming some pretty bad habits. Salt Lake City police say the woman was hit by one car on Main Street, and as she was lying in the road, another car hit her. Neither of the drivers stopped. Investigators say it does not matter which car hit her first. Both drivers were required to stay. But they don't have a good description of the suspect vehicles just yet. However, police say they're going to collect all the surveillance footage they can get, and they are certain there are more witnesses out there that should come forward. In Murray, officers say a woman died there while crossing the street on 4500 South. However, that driver is cooperating with police. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Search and rescue crews near American Fork Canyon are picking up the search for an overdue hiker again today. Crews found Bobby Healy's car near the mouth of the canyon. Sergeant Spencer Cannon with the Utah County Sheriff's Office says he's an avid hiker, but he may not have everything he needs to stay on a mountain overnight.
He had told a coworker or employer that he had had plans of wanting to hike kind of the northwest quadrant of Mount Timpanogos. And so this is the area we're covering on both sides of the canyon here in an effort to try to locate him.
Healy was seen last Sunday afternoon. A portion of the Bonneville Shoreline Trail that's been closed along the Timpanogos Wildlife Management Area is opening back up. A fire burned through that spot in October. The trail has been closed this winter as DWR reseeded the area. Some restoration work will continue, and other parts of the trail will reopen once the work is further along. A statewide food drive starts this week, and the Utah Food Bank is looking for your help. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The first annual Feed Utah event will help to provide food to the thousands of Utahns currently facing hunger. Governor Spencer Cox says that group may actually be larger than you think.
Over 500,000 people in Utah, and one in five children are at risk of missing a meal today.
He adds that many of those people are potentially without adequate food for the first time following financial hardships caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Everyone is being asked to place a bag of non-perishable food outside their front door by 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Food bank volunteers will then be going around to collect the food, which will be distributed across the state. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this half hour. COVID-19 vaccine rollout in Europe has been slow going, and now some nations are suspending distribution of the AstraZeneca vaccine. ABC's James Longman has more.
Germany, Spain, Italy, France, they're among those being criticized for being overcautious for stopping their AstraZeneca rollout. They say it's just a temporary precaution. Part of this is because of reports of blood clots in some of those receiving it, but the numbers are statistically insignificant. Just 37 reports among 17 million people. The US has yet to authorize AstraZeneca, but the World Health Organization says countries should still be using it.
And the World Health Organization experts are meeting today to discuss the vaccine's use. A Texas physician has been cleared of wrongdoing after administering the COVID-19 vaccine. ABC's Jim Ryan says the doctor's trouble might not be over.
Dr. Hassan Gokal was working at a Houston drive-thru COVID vaccination clinic in December when, according to his lawyer, no one else showed up for a shot. He says the vaccine would have gone to waste had Gokal not rushed to administer it to others, including his wife, who has health conditions that made her eligible. The Texas Medical Board says Gokal did nothing wrong, but District Attorney Kim Ogg says
all the evidence will likely be presented to a grand jury, and probable cause may be determined by that grand jury.
Cleared by the medical board, Dr. Gokal could still face criminal charges. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
As more vaccines go into arms, some people are looking ahead to post-pandemic travel. ABC's Gio Benitez says airlines and cruise companies are seeing spikes in booking.
Carnival Cruise Line telling investors that the bookings for the first half of next year already look better than the same period in 2019. Royal Caribbean seeing a significant uptick in bookings too, 30% more than November and December.
It's not clear yet when cruise ships will get the green light from the CDC to set sail. Utah's director of elections says vote by mail has been successful for the state. Justin Lee spoke to legislators in Pennsylvania yesterday. He spoke of several issues that the state has had to overcome with voting by mail, like messy signatures and issues with the post office.
Do we see any indication of widespread voter fraud, or do we see any indication of enough voter fraud to change the outcome of an election? Then the honest answer has to be no. Again, we verify every single signature against the signature in the database. Our experience in Utah is the vote by mail has proven to be both safe and secure.
Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson also spoke to the group. We now know the groundbreaking dates for two new Utah temples for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. In Tooele County, a groundbreaking will be held in May. The temple will be called the Deseret Peak Utah Temple. The Syracuse Utah Temple will have a groundbreaking in June. To comply with state and local guidelines, attendance at the groundbreaking ceremonies will be by invitation only. Coming up on KSL, how one Marie woman is taking it upon herself to take care of hundreds of feral cats, and a look at your noontime drive.
A small accident northbound I-15 prior to Layton Parkway. It is out of traffic on the right shoulder and no delay. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Ready for some basketball? This Friday, KSL updates tournament scores every 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
KSL Bracket Updates this Friday on KSL News Radio.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no fee certificate. Why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Bountiful today. 801-298-1847. 801-298-1847. Again, that's 801-298-1847. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. WasatchCredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency.
Available for Utah residents only.
Amanda, let's take a minute and talk about the new 2021 Honda Ridgeline. We've both had the opportunity to drive Ridgelines before, but this one comes restyled with a rear end with dual exhaust and higher bumper for better clearance. They've really thought of some beautiful things to do with this truck.
It's a rugged looking truck, but it has that all the stuff you love from the Ridgeline before. It's got that dual-action tailgate that opens down, you know, like a conventional truck, or it opens to the side, which gives you really, you know, convenient access to that in-bed trunk.
And by the way, under the hood, 280-horsepower V6 direct injection engine, plus it'll tow that 5,000 pounds with a 9-speed automatic transmission.
And the inside of the Ridgeline has all of the creature comforts that you love from a Honda. You know, it's got the wireless phone charger and the heated seats and the USB charging and all of that stuff that you love from a Honda is on the inside of that Ridgeline truck.
There are 7 Utah Honda dealers located from Logan to Orem, and the more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. Police are searching for multiple drivers involved in 2 hit and runs in Salt Lake City and in Murray. Olympic organizers in Tokyo are announcing details for the torch relay to start next week. The relay will crisscross Japan for the next 4 months with 10,000 runners. Fans along the path will be asked to wear masks and cheer quietly. The Biden administration continues to try to figure out how to deal with a new flood of people hoping to cross the border into the United States. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
At the southern border,
this crisis is created by the presidential policies of this new administration. There's no other way to claim it. than a Biden border crisis.
The view of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, 13,000 unaccompanied children now in U.S. custody, many of them packed into overcrowded facilities. FEMA has been called in to help. ABC Cecilia Vega along the border in Mission, Texas.
The Biden White House says that the message is clearly do not come right now. But what we are seeing out here on the border, I got to tell you, that message is not getting through.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas speaking to ABC News.
It's not just the message. It's also providing the legal and safe avenue for them to come. And we are rebuilding that with tremendous speed. This is what we do. We know how to secure the border. We know how to care for children, and we know how to build legal and safe pathways to the United States that the law provides.
For what it's worth, Dave Packer, ABC News.
You may not know it, but there are hundreds, if not thousands, of cats that have no owners and live outside year-round in Utah. Oman and Murray spends her own money and time to try to take care of these feral cats in her city. Katrina Morales says she started seeing them in the evenings around her apartment complex.
Most of these cats won't let me touch them because they are feral. You know, they're not domesticated. Now there's a handful of them that will let me get really close or even pet them.
Well, she goes through 30 pounds of dry cat food and up to 40 cans of wet food every day that she leaves out for those cats to eat. KSL News Time, just past 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We have a couple of problems. Nothing that's really going to cause a big impact on the drive. In Utah County, a crash westbound 2100 North. This is going to be at 2300 West. The vehicles are over to the right on the shoulder and out of traffic, but you will see crews on the scene. Then for Davis County drivers, an accident northbound I-15 prior to Layton Parkway. A couple of vehicles over to the right shoulder, out of traffic. Again, no delay there. Right now at Friendly Home Services, get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Call 801-923-6355 or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, today is turning out to be a little bit warmer than forecasted. Let's get the very latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Sky's clearing in the low 50s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 51 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, how Mitt Romney sees a boycott against the Winter Olympics in China working in the U.S. Right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's time to get out and add some culture back in your life. Utah is home to a vibrant community of arts, festivals, and happenings of all kinds. See what's playing now or find something new to experience at nowplayingutah.com. Like this.
Dreamscapes, Salt Lake City's immersive art experience, has a new location at the Gateway. Here, you can enjoy immersive physical and digital artworks that take you on an ethereal journey. Visit nowplayingutah.com to purchase tickets today.
It's time to get out and add some culture back in your life. Utah is home to a vibrant community of arts, festivals, and happenings of all kinds. See what's playing now or find something new to experience at nowplayingutah.com. Like this.
Visit Red Butte Garden between March 15th and May 15th to experience Bulbs and Blooms, where you can enjoy great botanical gardens and a marvelous daffodil display. Visit nowplayingutah.com for more information.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, host of Stop Working and Start Living Radio here on KSL News Radio. Listen, most of us in our financial lives have partners, some we know about, some we don't know about. The partner I'm talking about is the IRS. The IRS will take 12 to 30% of your money for the rest of your life. How would you like to learn a strategy whereby that same 12 to 30% you can eliminate the IRS as your partner for the rest of your life? My team is standing by right now, 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. You know, most of us just go along doing what our companies told us to do, put money into a 401k, take the match. But there are ideas in addition to that that most successful people know because they pay a lot of money for these ideas. Give us a call at 888-999-6370. Someone from my team is standing by right now, 888-999-6370, or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com. Hey, and remember to listen to our show on Saturdays and Sundays, Stop Working and Start Living.
The Management Minute is brought to you by the Master of Human Resources Professional Program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. Nothing since World War II has changed work life in America more quickly than the COVID crisis. Layoffs, rehires, work at home, social distancing, these are all issues that impacted the company and often landed in human resources. Getting COVID right has been the difference between surviving and thriving. You should be asking, what did we learn? Are we nimble? Are we ready to pivot? Are we resilient? Learning from the last year is invaluable for moving forward. Learn more about crisis management beyond COVID from the top-ranked professional Masters of Human Resources program in the nation at Utah State University. Go to huntsman.usu.edu/PMHR. That's huntsman.usu.edu/PMHR. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake police are trying to track down two drivers that hit the same woman on Main Street, then left. Police say they're seeing more of these crashes lately, and it appears drivers are forming some bad habits. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the chair of the GOP in Utah says he will not run again for the position this summer. Derek Brown made the announcement on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson earlier today. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's going to be northbound I-15 in Davis County, where we have a small accident. A couple of vehicles over to the right shoulder as you're approaching Layton Parkway. Again, no delay in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clearing skies, 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
51 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Nearly a third of Americans have now received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Health experts say it offers new hope that the U.S. can get the upper hand on this virus. But White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci also warning that the hard work can be erased if states and Americans lift restrictions too soon.
I think we're going to have to stay the course of continuing what looks like it's a very efficient rolling out of the implementation of vaccines. We're now between 2 and 3 million vaccinations per day.
Dr. Fauci says Europe's third wave should also serve as a warning. Italy is entering another nationwide lockdown. A growing concern at the border. According to ABC News sources, there are now 4,300 children in custody at the border. That's a 25% increase from the 3,400 earlier in the week. ABC Cecilia Vega is along the border in Mission, Texas.
The Biden White House, look, they brought in FEMA. They're trying to handle this emergency through them. They are opening additional structures and facilities to try to alleviate some of this overcrowding. They've got that convention center in Dallas that's now going to house 3,000 teenage boys. They've got another facility in Midland, Texas. You can see young people there being processed. Look, this is a tough situation for everybody involved. The Biden White House says that the message is clearly do not come right now. But what we are seeing out here on the border, I got to tell you, that message is not getting through.
In Minneapolis, jury selection continuing today in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He's charged in the death of George Floyd. Today, the judge in that case announcing that the nine jurors already seated in the case will be asked tomorrow during a Zoom call about their knowledge and any impact that the announcement of the $27 million civil death settlement with the Floyd family may pose. That was at the request of the defense attorney. The judge is also still weighing another defense motion on a change of venue or delay. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Senator Mitt Romney is calling for a boycott of the Winter Olympics in Beijing next year. In an op-ed in the New York Times, he says he wants all Americans, besides families of the athletes, to stay home in order to keep the country from benefiting from the Games. Senator Romney joined Utah's Morning News to explain how this boycott would work.
What I would suggest is that we tell large corporations that typically put packages together for their customers, their suppliers, some of their employees, and send them off to the Olympics. They buy a lot of tickets, hotel rooms, meals, and so forth in the country that's hosting the Games. We'd say to these companies, don't do it. Boycott these Olympics. Watch the Olympics on TV like the rest of us, and perhaps take your customers on a trip to, I don't know, some beautiful place in the United States.
Romney says he hopes NBC, who broadcasts the Games in the U.S., is interested in telling a complete story about what is happening in China.
What's happening in Hong Kong is an outrage. There was an agreement that China entered into to allow Hong Kong to have self-rule. they have torn up that agreement and they're putting protesters and members of the media in jail. And then there are the Uyghurs, a ethnic group of about 1 million people. They're being put in concentration camps, in work camps, and they're being subject to genocide. It's absolutely outrageous, and this is a story that has to be told alongside, if you will, the Olympics.
Senator Romney has called for increased sanctions against China during his last 2 years in the Senate. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Time to check your drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
Well, we haven't had any freeway delays, and that's the good news. But we have had an accident. This is northbound I-15 in Davis County. A crash, a small one, over on the right shoulder prior to Layton Parkway. It's just as you're rounding that bend. I'm looking at a live shot in the traffic camera. It's really not affecting your drive, but it is something to be aware of. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and your main secondaries are in good shape. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look at the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Aside from some isolated showers, skies are clearing into the low 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine, 56, and then it really warms up, 64 on Thursday. Again, lots of sun. Partly cloudy skies Friday. It jets up to 67. And then we could see some more showers returning on Saturday. Rain or snow, the high 58. Clouds on Sunday, 54, and then sunshine Monday, 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
51 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, a mixed day for the markets. We'll check your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:21.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988. 888-583-6988. 888-583-6988.
There are a lot of places to get a mortgage these days.
Blast off with Blast Off Mortgage Company.
The lowest interest rates ever at White & Will Lending Station.
But working with an expert can make all the difference. So where do you go to get a mortgage? I'll tell you where. Loans by Rick. Rick has been doing mortgages since 2002. Rick knows the business and is licensed in Utah, Idaho, and 6 other states. Rick delivers fast closings from 12 to 22 days from submission to clear to close. And Rick will give you the lowest interest rates that are available. Not the bank rate, not the credit union rate. If you need cash back, Rick does that too. Where else you gonna go? Loans by Rick. That's where. Rick works 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. and Saturdays too. So don't get caught in the mortgage jungle. Call Rick at 801-809-SAVE or click Loans by Rick.com. Vintage Lending, NMLS 287-106, or Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241-179, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
Hi there, this is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan. Spring is trying to spring in the valley, and winter's still hanging on in the mountains. It's the best of both worlds. Either way, we're ready to party, and we want you with us. Good riddance to the coronavirus blues. Come to Logan for a few more weeks of great skiing and renting snowmobiles. Our beautiful scenery and wide open spaces will blow your mind. Or get over your winter hangover and come to Logan for spring break. The original baby animal days at the American West Heritage Center will be in full swing April 1st through the 3rd and 7th through the 10th. Let me give you a secret hint. Reserve your spring and summer getaway to Logan today because rates are low right now. But as soon as everyone gets their vaccines, there's going to be a stampede of vacationing. So lock in your savings now. Vacation in Logan. Remember, it's where we always wash our hands. ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee, what have you got for us today?
Oh, big long list of things to talk about on today's episode of Live Mike. You know, it's episode number 299.
Almost hit 300, huh?
Tomorrow, the big 300.
All right.
We'll have to, I don't know, have some 300-themed subjects, if that's a thing. Who knows? We'll watch that movie 300 together. This is Sparta.
Okay.
Anyway, you want to hear about today.
I do.
$299. Three public online schools will be opening in the school year 2021-2022. We'll be speaking within the Jordan School District. Hmm. We'll have the superintendent on the line today, Dr. Godfrey, to talk about what kind of students are going to take advantage of this. And if it's merely an outgrowth of the pandemic, did we discover some new things, some new ways to learn, and some new preferences by certain students and parents and even teachers? We'll get all the details on these three new schools, an elementary school, a middle school, and a high school, all going to be available for students coming up in the next school year. Plus, we're going to have a look as well at commercial real estate. We talked yesterday at great length about whether or not those who have been working remotely, working from home for the duration of this pandemic, if they're even going to be coming back, and how those who own commercial workspaces or offices, how they're handling this, if they're getting creative, or what's happening.
You've seen those towering office spaces in like Sandy, Cottonwood Heights that are just empty?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's the future of those spaces? We'll get some speculation on the program today.
All right. Live Mike with Leigh Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money at 12:25. It's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Arkansas's Attorney General is suing Walgreens over the opioid crisis. Now, the suit accuses the chain of violating the state's trade practice laws by not doing enough to safeguard against suspicious orders of drugs. Billions of unemployment benefits given out in the pandemic may have been pocketed by thieves. That's according to computer security company, $200 billion. That's according to a computer security company, which says $200 billion in CARES Act funds went to fraudsters. KSL drives, a computer chip shortage could mean added costs for some GM pickups. Some versions of the Chevrolet Silverado and the GMC Sierra without a fuel management chip will have decreased mileage, going from 16 miles per gallon to 17. The blame is falling on a shortage of chips in the auto industry. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 162 points, sitting at 32,789. S&P 500 down by 10. The NASDAQ down by 5 points. Britain's Prince Philip is out of the hospital. ABC's Maggie Rooley reports from Buckingham Palace.
Today marks exactly 1 month since Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, first entered the hospital. This is his longest stay ever, and this amount of time would be concerning for anyone, but especially a man who was 99 years old, which is why we were so thrilled to see him leaving the hospital, sitting upright in the back seat of a car, hopefully all good signs, and we do think that he'll be eventually returning home.
Buckingham Palace hasn't released any word on Philip's release.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.